We take this time to look at someone in Baptist history, and last week we started talking about a man that I wanted to continue this week, David George. And you might remember David George was born a slave in Virginia in 1742. His master was very severe. He ran from his master, and he initially ran to the Creek Indians. Rufus, that's your people, right? So, later then to the Natchez Indians, and eventually was captured and sold again into slavery. The Lord used that somehow because he was able to come under the witness of another slave, and that's how he came under conviction and came to know the Lord as Savior. He began to learn how to read, taught himself to read mostly, and reading his Bible. He was called to preach and came to Baptist Distinctives while learning how to read his Bible. And so eventually, in a few years, we have the beginning of the Revolutionary War. And he found himself on the British side of the battles. And actually, just through Providence, the British arranged for he and several hundred people to be given a chance to sail to Nova Scotia and really avoid the war. And that was a blessing to him. He gets to Nova Scotia, he begins preaching, and he had a great response from the people there, but also that brought great persecution for a number of reasons. Number one was he was preaching Baptist doctrine, and Canada at that time would be a mixture of French Catholic and then some Church of England also. That did not go well. And add to that, he was a black man in Canada, and that was unusual, and that brought a lot of persecution. So he was fearless, though. He kept knocking on doors, knowing that when he knocked on doors, that this would bring immediate persecution. But God blessed. He began and organized Baptist churches in about every city he was in. At one point, he was invited to St. John, which is about 200 miles from the city that he was in. He went. It was for a two-week meeting. He preached in that meeting. That was followed by a baptismal service in a local river, and of course, that began the persecution again. And George was assured that it was not his color that bothered the local mobs, but the fact that he was a Baptist and he didn't have a license to preach. Well, he found out that the governor of that area lived about 100 miles up the St. John River in Fredericktown. And so George made his way up that 100 miles to find the governor. He found when he got there that he knew someone up there. About 2 miles from the governor, there lived a man, a colonel, a British colonel named Colonel Allen, who he had known in Charleston in South Carolina. And so that man introduced him to the governor, and the governor gave him a license to preach, and that is really an historic document, but it says, I do hereby certify that David George, a free man, has permission from His Excellency, the Lieutenant Governor, to instruct black people in knowledge and exhort them into the practice of the Christian religion, signed John O'Dell, Secretary. And that made him legal, in a sense, in the authorities' eyes. So he was able to really proclaim the gospel to that whole area of northeastern Canada, by Newfoundland and Nova Scotia up there. He preached for many months in that area. Again, wherever he went, he planted churches, saw God bless. Then, a couple of years later, something very interesting happened, I think, that a man came to Halifax and talked to David George about settling a new colony in Sierra Leone in Africa. I don't have all the particulars, but over time, his entire congregation, almost his entire congregation, agreed to pioneer this new colony in Sierra Leone in Africa. And 1,190 people transplanted themselves to Sierra Leone, West Africa. That's amazing if you think about it, in the late 1700s in 1792. It was there that he established this new colony, and again, they just spread out and began preaching the gospel to the people there. Later, he visited England. He was able to raise support in England. At that time, in the late 1700s, England was really the only country. America had not begun sending missionaries yet. William Carey had just sailed to India, and foreign missionaries were a brand new thing in this era. And so following that visit to England, David George returned to his people in Sierra Leone and spent the remainder of his life there preaching and establishing churches in Sierra Leone. And, you know, most of us have never heard of David George. He really is, I think, as I read, there are two very prominent former slave preachers. You might remember George Lyle, who was a slave, attained his freedom and moved to, I believe, well, I was in the Caribbean, I want to say Jamaica, and started churches down there. But this dear man of God, through great persecution, just a fearless witness in the face of really unbelievable racial and religious persecution. As I mentioned last week, he was beaten at one point. His home was torn down because they hated him so much. But God blessed. He was faithful to the Lord until his death. And I thank the Lord for this man, David George, and his fearless testimony for the Lord and what he did for the Lord, both here before the United States was formed, but also in Canada, and then eventually in Sierra Leone, West Africa. And we thank the Lord this morning for David George.